Because I'm going to write something that may rescue mission that's that will involve the mystery of the Force and Mother Talzna. And sino kaya yung susundan natin point of view? Oops, okay, Jar Jar Binks. Next. Miss Windu, yeah!
Uy, trip ko to!
Uy, trip ko to.
Trip mo, trip ko. I'm your host, Ken. This is a podcast where we talk about your favorite movies, shows, books, comic books, and more. Hi. Kamusta? Kamusta ang mga buhay? It's been a while. Napanood niyo ba yung bagong Ahsoka series on Disney Plus? If hindi pa, I would suggest that you first watch Rebels. It's that animated series na for sure may enjoy nyo rin. Just like the Clone Wars, Rebels have an in-depth understanding of the Star Wars lores and mysteries. Plus, you will get the actual context of what the heck is going on in Ahsoka. Anyway, for today, we're going to continue our Clone Wars discussion. From Duchess Satine's quest for neutrality to the Republic's choice of clones over battle droids, the epic clash between the Death Watch and the new Mandalorian, the curious dynamic of Jar Jar Binks and Mace Windu, and the secrets of Obi-Wan's disguise. So tara, samahan niyo kami. So next question is, babalikan tayo dun kay Duchess Satine. Do you agree dun sa stance niya on staying neutral in the middle of what's happening between the Republic and the Separatists?
Part of it. I definitely would prefer a more peaceful approach then in general. Mm-hmm. Pero the fact that she's choosing neutrality instead of taking a side, mm-hmm. I don't agree with that specifically. Honestly, when it comes to things like this, I think it's important to have a stand. Pero at the same time, naiintindihan ko rin siya yung kung bakit yun yung choice niya, honestly. Mahirap. Mahirap nga naman. Yeah. Na parang inaayos mo yung sarili mo pang planet eh.
Yeah.
Diba? Yung sarili mong system. Tapos mag-i-involve ka pa sa bigger problem ng galaxy. In an entirely different set of rules, politics, and systems, and whatnot. Parang medyo ang dami na masyado na i-handle. So, in that sense, naiintindihan ko naman.
Just to share my insight dito, given that they're now plotting to overthrow her, kasi diba nung una parang Dooku has a contact with the Death Watch and their original plan was to help the Death Watch take over Mandalore. Given their neutrality, parang it's really bound to happen that one way or another they have to get themselves involved. Otherwise, matatake over yung Mandalore ng Death Watch, which is not something she wants to happen. And they're taking advantage of it kasi nga neutral sila, so the Republic can't touch them. Unless they found out that the Separatists are involved. Diba, parang yun yung restriction nila Obi-Wan from the very beginning. Hindi nila pwedeng gamitin yung mga clones or the Jedi Order to interfere with what's happening in Mandalore unless they found out that the Separatists are involved. So yun yung parang naging struggle kasi.
Yeah, dahil dun sa neutrality nila. Wala silang may offer na help. They have to respect the independence of Mandalore.
Diba?
Kaso it's working against their favor.
Yeah.
Kasi the Separatists are not really playing fair.
Naisip ko nga kung bakit hindi ginaya ng Republic yung Separatists on deploying droids instead of clones. Although the clones are much smarter and much tactical compared to sa droids. But in terms of numbers, diba hirap sila? It became a threat to them because they still have to wait for a few years to have them grow up pretty fast, diba?
I think it comes down to ano kasi, the resources. And unfortunately kasi under Separatist control yung mga technologies for mass production.
Yung sa Geonosis nga pala. Yeah, now I remember.
Yeah.
Sa Geonosis, yun yung, ano. The banking
and feeling
clan,
ko hindi lang sa Geonosis. Ayun, yun pa. Meron pa silang sponsor. So when it comes to resources kasi, meanwhile, yung access ng Republic na resources, yung clones, yung sa Kamino.
So in your case, if I'm going to have you pick between the Death Watch and the new Mandalorians, you would side with whom? If you were a Mandalorian citizen.
Feeling ko neither kasi parehong extreme yung beliefs nila and yung kailangan nila in the moment is something in between. Na parang ito din sa tumingin sa kodigo ko eh, na parang similar to the Force na it needs balance. The same way goes for Mandalore and its culture. Kasi Mandalore is known as a warrior race, which is the perspective that the Death Watch group are coming from eh. Sila yung nag-follow ng old ways nila and traditions. Samantalang yung Mandalorian, dun naman sa so super peaceful to the point na parang has walang action talaga. Di ba minamak pa nga ni Obi-Wan si Satin tungkol doon? Sige, dyan ka lang. Tayo ka lang dyan habang ako, ano, lalaban.
Oh, 'di ba?
Kasi it's about finding the balance talaga at yung proper way of ano taking what new you learned na kailangan mo gawin para sa mas peaceful ano without forgetting the importance of the past then and finding a way to bridge those two together. Yun yung ano ko, which is quite frankly timely in terms of ewan ko lang kung dated ka sa season 3 ng Mandalorians pero
Hindi ba?
actually
Hindi pa? Wala pa? Wala pa?
De, okay lang. Wala
Okay.
naman masyadong ano, pero sobrang
Spoiler.
highlighted
Okay.
yung Mandalorian culture. Hindi naman siya spoiler talaga.
Okay.
Feeling ko, masesense mo naman talaga na yun yung kasi nga pupunta si Din sa Mandalore, di ba? Para dun sa, para i-atone yung sa sin niya. Mandalorian siya, but he's never stepped foot in Mandalore, gano'n. Tapos ito, di ba, nag-introduce sila ng mga iba-ibang klaseng Mandalorians. Na-introduce siya dun sa sect ni Bo-Katan, na-introduce din siya sa likes ni Boba Fett, na Mandalorian din naman. So, maraming culture clash ganun.
Ang alam kong pinanggalingan ni Boba Fett is he's only adapting the armor of his dad or a clone dad, kay Jango. And Jango came from Death. Ay, hindi siya Death Watch eh. Parang a different sect of Mandalorians na ano naman, puro bounty hunting lang. Like, parang sila yung in-between ng New Mandalorians and Death Watch, but I think it's already gone or dead. It's a dead faction. They're into violence, but they're also not into conquering worlds. Parang bounty hunting lang yung ginagawa nila. Ayun.
Ayun. So in that sense, since anak naman siya, quote unquote, ni Jango, so in some sense, Mandalorian siya, di ba?
Let's talk about Jar Jar and Mace Windu.
Yes! I was looking forward to this one.
This is the most unusual partnership, the
Pairing ever.
unusual ano setup
Oh,
between the two.
it's something you really would not expect.
Never.
And yet they gave it to us.
Alam mo, maintindihan ko pa yung partnership or interaction between Jar Jar and ano Palpatine, kasi at least in that sense pareho silang
Para silang sa government, oh.
like involved in the politics, involved in ano in arguments and debates and whatnot. But Mace Windu and Jar Jar Binks,
Din napanood yan.
diba?
Tawang-tawa talaga ako. Tapos nirewatch ko yun recently kasi isa yan sa mga favorite arcs ko. Kasi nga sobrang absurd. Tapos
Diba? Like, of
nagulat pa ako
all the
lalo ulit nung
characters.
na-refresh ako. Kasi nag-volunteer si Mace Windu. Doon pa ako nagulat na din ako. What? Natawa talaga ako.
Tsaka nung una, ayaw pa nilang kasama si Mace eh. Kasi, di ba, hindi nila kailangan ng bodyguard.
Oo. Pero legit hindi ko naalala. Akala ko yung Jedi Council yung parang na no choice si Mace Windu. Pero nirewatch ko siya recently. Nag-volunteer siya. Tapos lalo pa ako natawa dun sa fact na yun. Kasi sobrang, hindi mo siya i-expect. Kasi feeling ko sobrang low ng tolerance ni Mace Windu kay, sa gawin natin general, sa mga simpleton. Di ba?
Parang ayaw niya ng tanga, ayaw niya ng hindi nakikinig sa kanya, ganun, 'di ba? Tapos
Oo.
'di
Mga
ba?
chaotic energy kasi yung energy ni Mace Windu himself, sobrang disciplined siya. Pero yun, so nung nirewatch ko yun, nagulat talaga ako. Hindi ko na-expect yun.
'Di ba? Pero alam mo, I enjoyed this na parang meron palang
Oh,
girlfriend si
then.
Jar Jar.
No, di ba? Ang dami nilang ginawa nila lahat ng pagulat sa arc na to eh. Ah, talaga may love life si Jar Jar. Yon, di
Ayun.
ba? Parang they managed to introduce a really cool aspect in terms of the mythology, which is a large part kung bakit nagustuhan ko rin yung arc na to na sobra, aside from the absurdity ng partnership nila.
Oo. Di ba?
Nag-open siya ng doors para dun sa mythology no, of the Force na hindi nila madalas na the double in. And I like that. Na parang it's such a genius move.
Misa Jar Jar Binks!
It works kasi yun
Oo.
Pa yung isa dun parang somehow they given parang feeling ko hiwa-hiwalay na ideas na tara pagsamahin natin si Jar Jar si Missing. Somehow pinagkamit-kamit nila uy it works. Parang
Yeah.
ganun yung feeling niya eh.
Tapos parang inisip nila, paano kaya natin to, yung arc kaya nila, paano kaya natin to i-coconnect sa Clone Wars? Ano kayang relevance ito or meron ba tong development
tas
or
nag-isip
progress?
sila ng ano, di ba, na parang paano natin, bakit pipiliin nung Queen si Jar Jar sa lahat ng pwede niyang piliin sa Republic Senate? Alam mo naman yung Republic Senate, sobrang daming tao doon.
Di ba?
Bakit sa lahat doon ang pipiliin ng Queen ng Bardota si Jar Jar? Biglang po nagkaroon pa ng love interest.
Di ba?
Sobrang funny lang talaga yung
feeling
arc
ko
na
dun
to.
Sa behind the scenes ng writing nila kala, ano, kala Dave Filoni.
Sobrang fun.
Siguro gumamit sila ng ano, yung spin roulette ba yun? Yung may mga names. Sabi ko, I'm going to write something na may rescue mission that's that will involve the mystery of the Force and Mother Talzna. And sino kaya yung susundan natin point of view? Oops, okay, Jar Jar Binks. Next. Miss Windu, yeah!
Parang ganun talaga. And I'm so happy it turned out that way. I would like to thank the will of the Force. Yun talaga yun.
Even if he's a comic relief, talagang he still manages to save the day. Eh. Like, first example na dyan yung tinulungan niya si Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan against the droids, diba? Dun sa Naboo.
Diba? Alam mo, share ko lang.
Go.
Yun sa part na dyan, since you're talking about the TPM era. Unironically, nung pinanood ko yung movie na yan, ang, for the first time, ang favorite ko si Jar Jar at saka si Palpatine.
Okay.
What does that tell you about me? I don't know, but...
I mean, I don't hate the character. I just find him annoying sa movies. Pero kasi watching the Clone Wars, doon ko siya na-appreciate. Doon ko siya parang, okay. So, he's a useful character after all. Ganun. Kasi diba, like, even if he helped Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan, mas maraming moments na he's putting them on a dangerous situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yung katulad nung, alam ko meron siyang ginalaw doon sa ship eh, when they were underwater. And they were being chased by this huge sea monster. Tapos parang, ewan ko, parang may pinakailaman ata siya dun sa buttons and all that. So parang, parang annoying siya on that part. Pero kasi watching the Clone Wars, it made me appreciate the character. Yun nga, yung parang kasama naman niya si Padme and they got trapped on this green planet. Diba? Tapos
sobrang,
this time, he manages to bond with the sea monster to fight off the droids. Parang, diba? It's a very
niniwala, I'm still ano a Darth Jar Jar supremacy.
Supremacy.
So,
alam mo feeling ko nga may connected siya sa the Force eh. Like
para feeling ko pwede mo nga siyang isipin na ganun kung mag-overthink ka ng sobra dahil wala lang tips lang at ino-confess ko ako yun. Yun ako yung nag-overthink to kay Jar Jar kasi
diba?
yung way nung clumsiness niya it triggers some really significant, ano, that tends to work out in favor, actually. Parang sa simula siguro parang, oh, disaster. Pero dahil yun yung, parang yun nga yung nag-trigger, it gets to where it's supposed to go. Meron ganun. Kaya, ano, naniniwala pa rin ako sa Jar Jar. Yun na talaga. Darth Jar Jar talaga. Sobrang bulok ni Sidious kasi nagtatago siya sa shadows. Si Jar Jar, out in the open. Wala
diba?
Talagang magsuspect sa kanya.
Oo. Hindi, tsaka the fact na ang dami ng dangerous scenarios na dumating sa kanya and he never gets
diba,
injured.
Diba?
Alam mo, feeling ko ang close injury niya, alam mo kung saan part?
Ano, saan?
Yung na-stuck yung dila niya dun sa speeder ni Anakin sa episode 1.
Hindi, ang dami niyang close encounters with death.
And
talaga.
Yet, he doesn't get killed.
Siya yung manifestation. Siya yung will of the Force. Ipapakahirap yung mga Sith, yung mga Jedi.
Oh, like I'm gonna put
Nandun lang
myself
sa
out
harap
there.
nila.
Parang nasa in the middle of the crossfire and he still doesn't get hit. Not even by a single blaster. Diba?
Naalala ko yung ano yung sa arc din ni Jar Jar na kung saan siya yung nag-save kay Dooku. Tignan to mo. Isa
Pero
rin sa
anong
mga
part to?
favorite ko.
Naalala ko. Wait lang. Anong part? Anong episode yan?
Sa season 1. Nirewatch ko din kasi yun eh. Kasi isa din
anong
yun sa
nangyari
mga
doon?
favorite ko. Ano? Actually, dalawa yung favorite ko dun sa arc na to. Si Jar Jar at si Hondo. So, nangyari.
Anong nangyari doon?
Sige.
Help me
so,
recall.
Si Dooku, nagtitry kasi siya mag-escape. Hinahabol siya ng Jedi. Kaya lang, nung tinatry niya mag-escape, naunahan siya nung mga pirates ni Hondo. Nahuli siya.
Ah, that's the part where he
gets
captured.
Nag-promise, parang nag-promise si Hondo na tutulungan niya si Dooku para makabalik siya sa separatist. Pero pagdating dun sa planet, sa home planet ni Hondo, hindi. Prisoner na kita. So dun siya nagsimula. Parang nung
parang na-involve
na
si Jar Jar dun.
Will of the Force.
Will of the... Hindi, tika lang. Paano siya na-end up dun sa place
sa
na
planet
yun?
Na yun. Ah, sige, dahil na-rewatch ko. So, Eddie, so pupunta na si Obi-Wan. Ah, hindi. Bago pala sila pumunta. Si Hondo, kinontak niya yung Republic. Kasi gusto niya ibenta si Dooku sa kanila. Kasi syempre, si Dooku yung separatist leader. So, for sure, babayaran siya ng malaki ng Republic kasi kalaban nila yon. So, dun papasok si Jar Jar kasi dalawa sila, si Jar Jar na matukat pa nga nung isa. Sila yung government figures, yung isa senator eh, na matukat pa nga lang. Senator something, at si Jar Jar, sila yung sinend.
Okay.
Papunta para dun sa payment. Dun na on
sila pala
si
yung ginawang representative dun. Okay, okay. Now I get to recall. Okay, di ko napansin yun ah. Sa akin kasi yung favorite part ko yung nagpanggap siyang ano eh. Nagpanggap siyang leader ng Gungans. Yung Gungans, yung race niya. Di ba nasa Naboo sila? So he pretended. Parang merong tridor na Gungan na gustong patayin yung leader. Tapos, oo, eh ngayon, kasi may mission sila, kailangan nilang i-convince yung the rest of his people eh. So, Jar Jar had to pretend the leader of his people to the point na natulungan niyang makapture si Grievous dun sa Naboo. Naalala mo yun?
Diba?
He was fooled.
Dun sa pag na-capture.
Oh, tas diba, yung
sa
awkward,
pagaling
diba, yung...
ni Jar Jar?
Oo. Yung diba, like, the way he was speaking, diba, parang ang fishy niya, diba, parang as an audience, parang medyo maano ka, kakabahan ka in his behalf kasi nga baka mahuli siya or baka ma-figure out na hindi pala siya yung leader. Pero parang, gumagano-gano lang siya. Like, seriously, they don't catch him, they don't recognize him that as Jar Jar, diba? Parang, tapos, siya pa yung nakatulong
Will
makapag-capture
Force,
kay Grievous.
Baby.
Will of the Force talaga. Diba?
Ang daming magandang arc ni Jar Jar sa Clone Wars, promise.
Doon ko siya na-appreciate it. Like, no matter how annoying and how ano clumsy siya, parang he still gets what he wants. Alam ko mayroon pa eh. Yung ba yung ini-interrogate siya ni Grievous dun sa spaceship?
Hindi ko super sure, pero alam ko merong
o yung bago
arc
siya
na parang naging nagkumari siya ng Jedi. Gamit yung
ay,
robot
oh.
ni Anakin.
Oo, yung naka-clock siya. Oo, oh, like a Jedi. Ganun.
Somehow parang may force stuff na nangyayari pero wala naman talaga siya kinagawa. Diba?
Feeling ko doon nila nakuha yung idea ng ano, Darth Jar Jar.
Jar Jar.
Oo. Feeling ko doon nila na formulate yung idea na yun.
Hindi na talaga yun. Hindi yan fan theory. Totoo yan. Ayaw lang
totoo.
Nilang aminin on the record.
Oo. I wonder what happened to him. Na sana meron man lang siyang cameo sa ano ba to? Sa Bad Batch or sa ibang future series,
gusto
no?
Ko din.
Yeah.
Gusto ko rin na may
I'd be curious.
Sa fate niya, no? Although, feeling ko, alam ko, through Empire era, feeling alam ko, nalampasan niya din actually sequel era. Pero hindi ko sure kung anong reference for that.
Parang hindi na nga ata nabanggit yung Naboo eh sa original trilogy. Anyway, let's get to the next question.
Galing talaga ni Jar Jar, sorry. Anyway.
Yeah, Jar Jar, ano, supremacy. I doubt na even Palpatine himself, if he would attack that Gungan, I don't think he can even hit him with his lightning. Like,
hindi niya gagawin yun, yung master niya.
Jar Jar. Yeah.
Or hindi niya master, hindi sila out, quote-unquote, hindi sila aware sa isa't isa na nage-exist sila na Sith faction. Boom. Anyway, sorry. Go on. Fan lang talaga ng Sith. Specifically ni Jar Jar.
Pero bakit siya ginawang Sith, ano? I'm still wondering eh. Pwede naman Jedi.
Si Jar Jar. There's something, ano lang.
Something mysterious about
parang
him.
Na-amaze lang ako sa idea na dahil sa sobrang clumsy at quote-unquote bobo niya, wala talagang mag-think anything about him na he's anything that can do something against them. Ganun. They won't see him as a threat at all. They won't take him seriously at all. Parang in effect, same talaga siya dun sa ginagawa ni Sidious kasi. Kasi si Sidious parang nasa shadows kasi may dalawa siyang persona. Pero si Jar Jar, in all his glory, wala pa rin talaga. Nakaka-amaze lang yun.
Dapat siya yung lagi nasa missions eh, no? Mga missions na they have to fight off the Empire. Talagang siya yung sure na hindi matatamaan.
Isipin mo kung siya, dapat talaga kung siya yung nasa ano, tapos nasa rebellion siya. Wala nang Empire. Ano yan?
Ay, ito. Here's a what-if scenario. What if Jar Jar was part of the Rogue One crew?
Hindi sila mamamatay.
Yung, di ba?
Human shield. Kahit sumabog pa yan, pagkatapos sumabog yan, nandun pa rin sila.
Di ba? My God. Imagine, di ba, stormtroopers are trying to hit Jar Jar. They're hopeless. Like, they can never hit that person.
Dapat nandun si Jar Jar dun sa mismong kung saan tatama yung laser ng Death Star para mare-reflect lang.
Or I guess we'll see him running, ganun. With his, in his ears flapping.
Oh no, Misa bombed!
Oh. Misa's about to die! Misa! Ay, nako.
Sorry guys, sa mga nakikinig nito.
Yes.
Ito ay isang Jar Jar podcast.
Kami yung ano, kami yung supporters ni Jar Jar. Yeah. We believe in the Force. We believe that he can never get killed no matter how much you want to. Ayun.
Sorry guys.
Yeah.
Kaya istan nyo na din siya.
Speaking of espionage and all this thing, I think meron ding close, I mean apart dun sa mention mo pala dun sa Attack of the Clones where Obi-Wan had to investigate Jango, I think favorite mo rin to, I'm assuming, where he had to disguise as a bounty hunter and then he had to join Cad Bane to escape from the
yes,
prison,
definitely.
Right?
Yes.
Anong thoughts mo dun? Like, what were your highlights or what are the things that you appreciate on that arc?
Una sa lahat, gusto ko yung sa interactions nila ni Cad Bane. Parang simula pa nung pagpasok niya doon, parang kahit anong gawin niya, never naging hindi suspicious si Bane sa kanya. Isa yun sa mga, para sa akin, sobrang interesting nung dynamic nila. Tapos siguro bago pala pumunta doon though, yung parang sobrang insane lang na plan ng Jedi talaga to actually. Parang medyo hindi ako mapaniwala na mag-go through sila sa something like this.
Parang unorthodox or parang against their, ano no, against
kasi
their principle.
Kasi parang masyadong, masyadong kakaibang tactic siya than their usual. So, medyo interesting yung aspect na yun. Plus the fact that they kept the information from Anakin din, di ba? Na eventually, later down the arc, well, they suffered for it, lol. Pero, ayun. So, ano pa ba yun? Sa arc na to, nung nandun na sila sa, anong tawag doon, yung cube ba yun? Gusto ko
yeah,
yun.
Yeah, yeah. During their
yung
training.
Moment na yun. Oo, yung nag-filter na si Dooku, nag-audition na siya. Sino ba yung top na members na pipiliin niya for that? I like that part din. Tapos, I mean, honestly, na-enjoy ko talaga nga kasi nag-undercover si Obi-Wan. And ang galing nung kumpano niya, tinatry na hindi ipakita na siya yon, you know? Parang tinatype niya pa rin mag-channel ng quote-unquote bad personality. Pero at the same time, hindi siya gumagawa ng something na super masama din talaga.
Feeling ko mauhuli siya dun eh.
Diba? Sobrang ano yung balancing up. Tapos feeling ko sobrang hirap nun in terms of ano, yung pag-conceal. Meron kasi silang tinatawag na force signature eh. So every living being kasi iba yung ganun niya eh.
Oh, okay.
So honestly, medyo nakakatakot kasi napaka-pro ni Dooku sa ganun. So the
Diba?
Fact na hindi siya na-detect ni Dooku, yung sabihin, ang galing nun. But at the same time, kung isip mo kung nandun ka sa shoes ni Obi-Wan, di ba sobrang hirap nun na maging convincing ka na bad guy. Pero at the same time, kailangan mo din i-focus na hindi ka ma-sense ni Count Dooku kasi ano eh, syempre pag nangyari na yon wala na. Bago pa magsimula yung mission, hindi ka na part nun.
May dalawang moments doon na he almost got himself caught kasi I think may part doon na he had to kill a criminal or a bounty hunter, I think.
Yeah.
Na kailangan niyang bumaril, and part of their Jedi code is not to kill as much as possible if they're unarmed, di ba? Tapos, yung dun sa cube where napansin nila na parang na-predict niya kung kailan lalabas yung mga platform na kailangan niyang lundagan. So, parang nagtataka sila, like, how can he predict when this will come? Ganyan-ganyan. So, ayun. So, yun yung mga risky moments.
Suspicious.
Diba?
Medyo, ano naman kasi, bida-bida din kasi si Obi-Wan. At kasalanan niya din yan.
Parang he cannot hold himself
talaga
back. But can you really just, you know, just play it cool? Play it like you don't have the...
Play it like Jar Jar.
Oo. Oo, diba? May pag-initan siya nung Game Master eh, diba? So, ayun. Pinagtulungan siya, and then luckily, parang nirescue siya ni Cad Bane at the end of that.
Basta, ang ganda ng buong arc na yan. Tapos, actually, highlight ko din dyan yung sa dulo, yung eventually na yung Smith's confrontation with Anakin. Tama ba?
Yung nalaman na ni Anakin?
Oh, ata. Alam
that
na
he's alive. Yun. Yeah.
Ayun. Basta yung implications lang nito na parang lahat talaga lagi na lang, lahat ng nangyayari, parang nag-favor kay Palpatine talaga.
Oo. Everything, yeah.
Tama ba? Ito ba yung arc na ano, nagkaroon ng duel si Anakin with Dooku? Ito nga ba yun?
Parang wala. Kasi ano, ito yung arc na nung nalaman ni Dooku na... Kasi di ba may deal sila? They're supposed to hand over. Kasi di ba ang mission nila doon is to capture or to kidnap Palpatine. So, parang nagkaroon sila ng kutob na undercover si ano doon, si Obi-Wan. Basta may ano eh, parang nagkaroon sila ng hunch eh during that mission. Hindi na nagpakita si Dooku doon sa part na yon. Parang tinokshit niya si ano, si Cad Bane. Parang they're supposed to meet up somewhere, pero Dooku wasn't there. So doon ulit nahuli si Cad Bane for some reason.
Tapos nalaman na niya, tapos hindi siya nagulat nung nalaman niya.
Oh, tapos nag-face reveal na siya na I'm Obi-Wan.
Face reveal. Kailangan talaga ng ang dramatic talaga ni Obi-Wan bad trip.
Diba?
Pero feeling ko kasi sadly, feeling ko coping mechanism niya yun. Sobrang dami na niyang pinagdahanan.
I feel sad for Anakin kasi parang they used Anakin's emotions and ano, kasi nga 'di ba they want to convince the Sith or the bounty hunters na patay na si Obi-Wan, and one way to do it is to really not let Anakin know. Kasi pag alam niya, then it's really hard to pretend that he's dead, diba?
Masyadong ano eh. Masyadong expressive si Anakin sa emotions niya.
Diba? Yeah. I mean, if I were Anakin, talagang magagalit ako sa Jedi Order kasi I've dedicated my whole life on this order, and even on this mission alone, you don't even trust me. Oh. Adi,
yeah.
Ano nangyari sa kanila ngayon? Master Skywalker, there are too many of them. What are we going to do? Ay, nako. Bumalik na naman tayo.
Teka, saan na naman ito napupunta?
Okay. We're still on the bounty hunter side. Let's talk about Boba Fett and his attempt to assassinate Windu. Hindi ko in-expect tong episode na to that would take place kasi parang he's still too young to formulate this kind of plan. Pero nagustuhan ko siya kasi he somehow interacted with his fellow clones. Nagkaroon siya ng... Yeah. Camaraderie with them and some form of bond. Ito rin yung time na parang he had to abandon his friends or he had to abandon his fellow clones para lang sumama dun sa bounty hunters.
Bounty
I mean,
hunters.
What do you think about this arc or episode?
Nung una ko siyang napanood, confused ako kung sino to, anong nangyayari. Sobrang, tapos feeling ko, honestly, kahit nung na-reveal na, medyo hindi pa rin ako aware kasi sa totoo lang, medyo mahirap talaga mag-keep up kasi ang dami nangyayari sa Star Wars. Pero later down the line, sa totoo lang, nung mas nakapanood pa ako ng ibang episodes ng Clone Wars, tsaka lang sila medyo nag-click sa akin na, ah, siya pala yung nandun sa Attack of the Clones, yung batang ano. Tapos, yun, tsaka ako lang nag-gets na.
Okay, okay.
I think it's a great arc din na ano na mapakita na na-infiltrate yung yung clones, 'di ba? Tapos at the same time na para i-enact ni Boba something against Windu. I mean, for sure marami yung mga Jedi na experience na assassination attempts. They're a magnet for it. They can't help it. Pero to take it to this really personal level na nag-stem pa mula nung sa episode 2 para i-ano nila, i-extend pa nila yun lalo. At the same time, i-explore din yung mga bounty hunters na nag-adopt sa kanya, yung team ng tatay niya before, yung team ni Jango. So, dun siya napunta. So, I think it's nice they were able to showcase then yung side na yun. At the same time, yung ano, parang medyo agency din niya eh kasi feeling ko choice niya talaga yun eh sa totoo lang. Kasi sobrang against si Aura eh. Feeling ko ayaw niya talaga eh. Pinagbigyan lang
niya
si
yung
Boba
bata.
Eh. Oo. Nababad trip na siya. Ano ba, paano ba ito patatahimikin?
No. Pwede ko ang napatay niya pa clone eh, diba? Ang napatay niya dun sa trap niya, yung clone. Parang nagkamaling pumasok yung clone.
Oo.
Diba?
So,
ayun.
Maganda rin na nakita daw na medyo may parang humanity din sa kanya dito sa totoo lang. At least towards the clones, di ba? Parang kasi magkakaroon kasi siya ng reputation na ruthless siya. Pero isa sa mga nagustuhan ko is the fact na kahit he's out to get revenge, which is bad, pero meron pa rin part of him na medyo may care naman kahit pa paano.
Yeah.
Diba? Yeah. Na parang nag-guilty pa rin siya nun eh, nung bago siya
umalis
dun sa ano. Bago niya iwan yung mga clone kiddies. Clone kiddies. Yun sila. Na parang nag-sorry pa siya eh.
Sinimulan siya as a field trip. Tapos may infiltrator palang bata doon na gusto
oo,
kumatay.
Diba? Hindi mo talaga
i-expect. Ang ganda ng concept, diba?
Oo, ang galing talaga ng mga concept ng mga ano. Sa totoo lang yung mga arcs nila dito. Kahit hindi arcs actually. Kahit mga standalone episodes. Oo. Diba? Ang galing nga. At least ni-utilize nila talaga din na mapakita si Boba din dun sa age na yon kung paano siya nag-react, diba? Kaysa yung parang ginawa nilang murky na paano siya napunta mula dun sa kid who lost his father figure to later on one of the most notorious bounty hunters.
Parang... Diba? Hey listeners, did you enjoy this episode? If so, follow us on our Facebook and Instagram. At Trip Mo, Trip Ko Podcast. Take care.